An endangered plant at Valley Water Mill Park in Springfield has returned after not being seen for a few years. More about that later in the story, but first, a look at what led up to that point. The Watershed Center of the Ozarks, which calls the park home, applied for and was granted Community Conservation Grant, or CCG, funds from the Missouri Department of Conservation. CCG money is given to municipalities, school districts, park boards, or any nonprofit that wants to promote or restore wildlife habitat in an urban area, according to Ashley Schnocke, urban wildlife biologist with MDC. The money is meant to be used to purchase things like seeds or plants, but it can also be used to pay for labor for planting and for management afterwards. So far, the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks has received about $20,000 in grant money.
We have used that at the Watershed Center to improve our native Missouri habitats for watershed health and ecosystem health, but also for education.
Mike Cromery is executive director of WCO and says Valley Water Mill Park is the perfect location to use grant money. Visitors can interact with native Missouri ecosystems there and learn how to protect them, since education is a key mission of the Watershed Committee. And the nonprofit brings in college students each summer to work as part of the Watershed Conservation Corps. They've removed invasive species in areas of the park, including cutting down eastern red cedar on the glade and burning the brush piles. And in 2017, the Missouri bladder pod, a winter annual, which is federally endangered and a species of conservation concern in Missouri, came up on the park's glade. It hadn't been seen there in several years. Schnocke believes it came back because the brush piles were burned.
Even the smoke can stimulate bladder pods. So even just burning of the brush piles stimulated the bladder pod growth.
Mike Cromery remembers when they first spotted the plants blooming on the glade.
After we had done the restoration work in the glade, that following spring, we were greeted by this blanket of beautiful little yellow flowers, the Missouri bladder pod. And that is one of the most powerful experiences I've had in my career. It was like getting a high five from Mother Nature. You know, we did all this work and it was really hard, but we got this signal that restoration is happening and the bladder pod is back.
Missouri bladder pod shows its flowers in April and it's not up for long. The spring of 2017, when it came up in large numbers, was a moment when Schnocke realized their efforts do make a difference.
It gives us hope for other species of conservation concern that we can find in urban environments as well. Other plant species in St. Louis, they have all different types of bee species that are only being found in the urban environment because they're doing these wildflower plantings and stuff. So it's almost creating little conservation islands.
Schnocke says they hope that if they continue working to manage invasive species and integrating fire at Valley Water Mill Park, native plants will take over. Those who receive community conservation grant money from MDC receive advice along the way, and biologists check in afterwards to see how the projects are doing. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.